Hello, everybody. Hey, Cal Banyan here, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. And guess what? You've got another rare all Cal episode. If you're watching this anywhere else except CalBanyan.com, you want to go there right now because right below this video, we've got extra links, we've got supportive information, we've got all kinds of stuff. And the most important thing is there is a graphic that says, be a VIP, and you click on that, and you know what? You can become a VIP. It's free, and you have instant access to all the podcasts that I've done, audio podcasts. There's about 40 of them, and then there's over 100 video, free hypnosis video training podcasts, and not just with me, also with my fantastic co-hosts, Celeste Hackett, Meredith Locker, and newest, L. Ron Ferguson. Now, let me tell you, as I'm doing this, who knows? I might have other co-hosts in the future that I don't even know about yet. But because you're watching this years in the future from when I'm recording it right now, I'll tell you what, those co-hosts, too, are going to be great. Now, you know, I was talking with someone the other day about hypnosis. And one of the coolest things about hypnosis is that hypnosis is really evergreen. And what does that mean? It means that hypnosis is never going to go out of style. Hypnosis is something that's always going to exist. You know, if I was doing a high-tech type podcast, that information goes out of out of date very, very quickly. But the information that I've been putting down in these 100-plus podcasts, I think this is 160-something podcasts, all this stuff is going to be good so long as there's human beings walking around on this earth. All right, let me get out my clipboard and start talking about what I want to talk about. One of the things that just, you know, quickly, what is a hypno one percenter? A hypno one percenter is the best of the best. It's based on the idea of the one percenter biker. And the one percenter biker, that person is a serious biker. They demand respect. And you know what? They are not a dentist 5 days out of the week and then a biker on the weekend. They are a biker 24/7. And I've kind of borrowed that idea, that one percenter, to say, hey, let's be one percenter hypnotherapists and hypnotists. Let's be so good in this profession that we approach 100% success with our clients and that we are able to support ourselves in a very nice way through the work we do with hypnosis, hypnotherapy, and the other teaching classes and educating the public, the kinds of things that hypnotists do all the time. So this, the purpose of this program is really to create hypno one percenters. And you see me sometimes, you know, I've got all the leather on and, you know, I really do ride a Harley. My Harley is 31 years old, I think, now. I've had her for 21 years. I've been riding the same old FXE 79 Shovelhead. I've had other bikes. I've like Ultra Glide and stuff like that. They come and they go, but I keep this one motorcycle because it's got soul. I've put miles on it. It's associated with friends and miles and big parts of my life. I'm never going to get rid of it. I was just riding it yesterday out in the beautiful sunshine. It finally stopped raining in California. So there she is. She's old. But for me, she's evergreen, just like hypnosis. Quickie, if you know of a warm place for me to train and you'd like me to come there and you can help me out, for example, I don't know, maybe you have a school of hypnosis or you just are really wild about the idea of me coming to a particular area that's warm in the wintertime, contact me at calbanyan@hypnosiscenter.com and we'll talk about it. I'd love to go to Cuba. I'd love to go to maybe the Dominican Republic. I'd love to go to Jamaica. Been there. It was wonderful. You know, a nice warm place like that. I'd be happy to go. And so we can talk about it and see if that's feasible. Get your early registration in for my classes at the NGH convention. Yeah, my classes usually fill up because I'm well-known, well-respected in the profession, and it breaks my heart to see people out there, and they say, Cal, I really wanted to see your workshop, but it was filled up. Yeah, it was filled up before the convention opened. Yeah, and you guys who are watching my videos, you guys who are one percenters and aspiring one percenters, come on, get your priorities straight. go to my website. I have a PDF right down below where you can see all the classes. You can find out my schedule. Then you go to ngh.net and you can contact them and say, I want to reserve a seat in Cal Banyan's courses. Two courses, Week of Power. That's my advanced hypnotherapy workshop. It's for people who already have the basics. They've already been certified. I'm going to take you to that next level, that one percenter level. And that's by learning five path and learning seven path self-hypnosis. All right, enough of that kind of stuff. This, as I promised in last episode, this episode is going to be dedicated to answering your questions. Some have been emailed into us. Some of them I've gotten from the Yahoo groups, and I've just got them listed here. I'll be picking from them and just answering what I can. What's left over, L. Ron can ask me or Meredith can ask me next week, and that'll be fine, or the week after that, or whenever I have them back on. By the way, I told them to take a couple weeks off. I wanted you to myself. They filled in while I was gone, those no-Cal episodes. Well, now you get a couple of all-Cal episodes just to kind of make it up to you. All right. Well, to kind of segue from an episode we had a couple of episodes ago where I was answering a question about how do we handle forgiving God. Now, in phase three of Five Path, we do forgiveness of others. And sometimes people are mad at their mother, and sometimes they're mad at their father, and sometimes they're angry at their ex-husband or sister or cousin or whoever it is, ex-boyfriend, and it's eating at them or it's driving them to do the too much behaviors. They feel in bad, they feel bad inside, so they distract themselves by eating too much, drinking too much, smoking too much, all those too much behaviors. By the way, if you want to learn more about the secret language of feelings that really explains all this, and every hypnotist or hypnosis professional should know this stuff, go to www.thesecretlanguageoffeelings.com. I've got some audios there you can listen to, just a podcast, and they're humorous, they're fun, and if you take one of my classes, they're a prerequisite anyway. All right, so let me get back to this forgiving God idea. I had some questions. It says, how would this be done? And well, what we do is people tend to anthropomorphize God. Now, what does that mean? You know, I had to take a foreign language in college, and crazy me, I thought, I'm going to take ancient Greek. And I almost died. But I learned a lot about some of the words that have become English words, and the word anthropos means human, or mankind, or man. And to anthropomorphize means to give human shape to something. And we tend to give God a human shape. Or we need, that's to kind of symbolize, to have some concept of what God is so that we can have a relationship or think about God in some way. Most people in Western culture have a masculine idea of God and call God he. Some in older cultures and other cultures in the world call God she. Well, you know what? I kind of think God is an it and is much bigger than a he or a she. But in English, it is kind of means something less than a man or a woman or a he or she. But in any case, the idea is to, when you put, you've got to get that individual or that, in this case, the God in front of that individual in some way that they can conceptualize so that they can do the forgiveness process. Now, in the forgiveness process, you know, it's very specific because Five Path, we really lay things out. You do this until this is done. You do this until this is done. You do this until this is done. And just to make it really simple, we're going to have the offender, in this case, in the mind of the client, it's God, sit in that chair. And, you know, however or whoever or whatever that client perceives God to be. Sometimes you'll hear me talk about delta. Delta is like a variable, like x equals 2 plus 2. I'll say in Seven Path we use the term delta to represent highest good, and most people think of that as God. So it's just a variable. I digress a little bit. Now, when we get that person in the chair or that anthropomorphization of God, however that person wants to expect God to look, and maybe it's just a light. I don't know how they perceive it. But then I'm going to proceed as I would in any other forgiveness process. And our forgiveness process is a very structured approach to the chair therapy of Fritz Perls. And as far as I know, the first person to use that approach of putting someone in the chair and dialoguing with them in a hypnosis process was Gerald F. Kine, the co-author of my book, Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, Basic to Advanced Techniques for the Professional. Now, when you put them in the chair, you've got to first have them express how they believe that what we're going to call offender, the person hurt them, You hurt me when? You made me feel. You made me think. We want to get to what they think happened. And when we say, when you hurt me when, that's what the event was. And then when we have them put an ending on this sentence, you made me think. And then we find out what the cognition or the cognitive part of that was. And then you made me feel, and put an ending on that. And that lets them express the emotion. For example, they might say, you hurt me when the church was hypocritical to me. You made me think I couldn't trust anyone, and that made me feel afraid. You see, and as we get that information out, what's happening is that a catharsis is going on. And you'll hear me talk about anger is a wall. And as long as you're angry at someone, God or your mother-in-law, you're going to have this wall up. And this wall prevents you from really being able to understand where that other person's coming from, or in this case, where God's coming from, what God wants for you. And if you're a person who in your theology you would normally think God loves me, when you've got that wall up, then you can't feel the love and you can't express the love. But when we have our clients express, you hurt me when, you made me feel, you made me think. And we've got a system called the 10 Keys to Forgiveness. That's probably on one of my websites somewhere. If you just type in to Google the 10 Keys to Forgiveness, Hypnosis, Cal Banyan, and you'll find it. And what it does is it really provides insight as well as just catharsis. Once that's done, then, and this is really, really great, what we'll do is we will tap on the head of the client. Tapping is optional. And we will have the client become the offender. Now, this is really amazing because what they do is they become the offender. They hallucinate becoming the offender. In some cases, it's mother. Sometimes it's their father. And in this case, a strange scenario as it is, it would be God. And they're able to look at themselves and the situation from what they believe inside. Given everything they know about their concept of God, they're going to be able to look at the client and speak from that perspective, and it can cause a huge amount of insight. So we're going to then get a dialogue going between God, in this case, and, you know, check out the video series on Van Gogh, because I really go into a lot of detail about how this forgiveness process works step by step. It's about hypnotizing Van Gogh, and I'll put a link to the episodes on that right below the video, and where we really take Van Gogh through the painter through the process as if he was a client of ours. Okay, but what we're going to do is we're going to bring them to an insightful understanding of what was going on there, and we're going to get that person to be able to forgive their perception of God and what they think God did to them. All right, so you guys, I've been getting emails about that. How would you work with God? There is a kind of a thumbnail sketch. We really don't do anything different except that we are going to have them, actually it's not different at all. We're going to say, right before you in that chair is God. And they're going to put their perception. If they struggle with that, then you say, however or whoever or whatever you perceive that God force to be. And so who's there? And they'll say, God. Describe who's in the chair. And they'll describe. Maybe it's just a big light. Maybe it is, you know, the old man with the white beard or whatever it is for them. We always work within the belief system of our clients. All right, next question. What if I'm doing age regression, an age regression session, and my client says, nothing's happening? Okay, what this was about, this is from our Five Path group on Yahoo. It's an exclusive group just for our grads. And a brand new grad is out there doing the work, and they're doing affect bridge age regression. I talk a lot about this in previous episodes, but it basically goes like this. You've got the client in somnambulism. You've tested them for it. You know what level they're in. They're convinced that they're in hypnosis. You've done convincers. And then you're going to say, if they focus on the feeling that's associated with the problem, and then as you count from 1 to 5, the feeling comes up strong and powerful, and then you're going to suggest that that feeling takes them back to an earlier time they felt that way, with like a 5 to 1 count. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, be there. And we're going to continue that process until we get to the ISC. Now, this question isn't specific about ISCs or SSCs, but really the information is good no matter which one you're talking about. So you go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, be there. And I ask them what I call the gestalt questions. And that is, first impression, is it daytime or nighttime? Are you indoors or outdoors? Or however you want to build the gestalt, the background and the foreground. Then I'm going to ask the Fab Five, what's happening? How old are you? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? And is that feeling familiar or new? That's the Fab Five questions that you want to know in every SSC, which is a symptom, a subsequent sensitizing event, which is an event having to do with the issue, after the ISC, and the ISC is the initial sensitizing event. It's the event that started it all. And you get back there, daytime, nighttime, and they go, I get nothing. And what you need to do is you got to have a little talk with this person. Now, first I'm going to just talk to them. I say, I know you don't know. Just give me your first impression, first thing to come to mind, quickly. First impression, daytime or nighttime. And that will usually break through it. But there's a number of reasons. It's really more interesting why this would happen than how to get through it and help the client despite this problem. And why is that happening? Well, one, they might not have understood your suggestion to give them first impression. So you can coach them on that a little bit. Another reason is just fear. They're afraid that if they actually go there, they're going to cry like a baby and be embarrassed, or maybe it's scary to go back there and that kind of thing. In that case, it's non-compliance. And what we will do is I will have them open their eyes, leave them in hypnosis, and I will have with them the talk. And the talk goes something like this. You know, open your eyes, look at me. You know, I believe that I can help you. But in order for me to help you, you need to follow my instructions. If you follow my instructions, I think we can really get somewhere today. I want you to think about everything you've tried before to handle this problem. If it had worked, we probably wouldn't be here today. You never would have came into my office. I also want you to think about, what are you going to do if you don't follow my instructions and we don't succeed using hypnotherapy? Now, just talking to you guys, the listeners, most people, they've tried everything else they can think of before they go see the witch doctor. I mean, hypnotherapist, right? So what I need to do is let them know that they need to follow the instructions or I'm not going to be able to help them. And really, that what else are they going to do if they don't follow my instructions? And so I say, decide. And then once they decide to proceed, and so far, knocking on wood, every single time I've used the talk, which I believe I got from Jerry Kine, I probably modified it a little bit. You know what? I've got them to go ahead. And I'll find out that if, now if I do the same thing, I save three, I'm going to count from five back to one. We're going to go back to that earlier time you felt that way. Five, four, three, two, one. Now be there. First impression, daytime or nighttime, indoors or outdoors. Now all of a sudden they know. So they know what I mean, and they're willing to follow instructions. They're willing to be compliant. Now I'm going to give you one more insider technique with regard to this. People saying nothing when you regress them to an earlier time and you want to find out what's going on. After you've done this a while, you're going to find out that some people really overprocess stuff. Some people come in and you just have this really good conversation and they're at ease and they're comfortable and they're honest. And then you're going to have some people that when you ask them something, you know, they look up one direction, then they look up the other, they might look down, and you know, it takes them a few seconds to answer. And what's really going on is, you know, they're really considering what's going to happen if they say something. You know, are they going to be negatively judged, or is there going to be negative consequences? So they kind of try it out in their mind and then imagine how you might respond to it. And if it's negative, then they think up a different way to respond and then imagine how you would respond to that. And it can be very convoluted. And it can really get in the way of the kind of instantaneous responses that we want. Yeah. So if I have one of those people at my desk in the pre-hypnosis interview, what I will do is I'll talk to them and say, during this hypnosis session, I'm going to ask you to respond quickly to some things. And I want you to practice that right here so I can make sure you understand, so I don't have to explain it to you in the hypnosis. And I'll say something like this. I'm going to ask you four questions. And in order to get them right, you must answer them within 1 second. Any pausing longer than that and you are wrong. All right? Are you willing to do that with me? Of course, they're kind of curious and they want to know what it is. I say, good. Okay. First impression, black or white. Now I say that because there's no way they can think about that. There's obviously no right answer to that. So I go, first impression, black or white. And if they don't answer instantly, I can go, wrong, you took too long to answer. Let's do it again. First impression, black or white. And now they'll answer quickly. And now I've got them in a compliant state, and I'll say, good, first impression, daytime or nighttime. And they answer something, it doesn't matter what they answer, just that they answer quickly. I say, indoors, outdoors. And they'll give me that answer. I say, are you alone or with someone? And I'll get that answer. I say, good. If I ask you those questions in hypnosis or any other questions where I ask you, please give me your first impression, do you agree to answer that way? And once I've got that agreement, then when I'm in the hypnosis, doing the hypnosis with them, and I get to that point in the process, and I say, first impression, daytime, nighttime, and if they say, I don't see anything, or I don't know, then I can say, just like we practiced over at the desk, first impression, black or white, daytime, nighttime, indoors or outdoors, alone or with someone, and I can get them moving along just like that. Well, I've got a whole bunch of questions to answer. We'll get on to them in the upcoming episodes. We're going to have L. Ron and Meredith back. I think Meredith is going to be with us next time. I know you've been missing her because she's great at what she does. She's a definite one percenter, and so is L. Ron. I heard him working with a client today, and boy, you could, outside of the office, you could hear that pillow being pounded on and that client saying, you hurt me when you made me feel. It was muffled. Couldn't hear exactly what she was saying. Didn't need to. I knew L. Ron was doing an excellent job. So I'm really glad to have him at our center. All right. Let me see. Let me wrap it up. Last announcements. Early registration for my classes at the Banyan Hypnosis Center for our Week of Power, which is in May at our center. Also our NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification course, which is in July. We have a 90-day, a 60-day, and a 30-day enrollment. The earlier you enroll, the more money you're going to save. So make sure you do that. Please visit us at facebook.com/hypnosisETC. That stands for hypnosis, etc. Visit us at Our Hypnospace. Visit my website, hypnosis.org, O-R-G, where we organize the world of hypnosis for you. You can get on there, and you can get a free listing in our hypnosis directory. Well, I think we're just about ready to wrap this up. Let me get my motorcycle started. Perfect. Wow. It's the best I could do on the podcast. Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.